It all comes down to this. Chiefs versus Bengals, the AFC Championship game. How does it happen? Who's going to be available? And how does this game end? Who gets that Super Bowl berth today on Locked On Chiefs?
From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. It's here. Happy Red Friday. Get ready for the AFC Championship game. It is the road to the Super Bowl. This is what it comes down to. One game, four quarters to get to the magic game. We're brought to you today by LinkedIn Jobs. They help you find all the candidates that you need to talk to faster, easier. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. We're going to go over the details, give you our predictions, what we expect, the key matchups, and who's in, who's out today. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics and Performance Consulting. Check us out over there for the athletic matrix and all your draft needs, as well as NFL 33, where we build up not only the offseason, but in particular the draft. Check that out, as well as RGR Football, if you feel like it.
And I'm Chris Clark. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. And if you could go in and hit the like, sub, and notification bell on YouTube, or leave us a review, we would appreciate that on iTunes or Spotify. A lot to talk about, and quite frankly, this is going to be a lot more interesting game than I was worried it was going to be early in the week.
Yeah, I mean, hey, and we'll tell you more about FanDuel later, but the line has flipped back and forth and back and forth all week. Now it's back in the Chiefs' favor, and I think it's very much specifically due to one Patrick Mahomes and the fact that he acts really, really well, that he is recovering progressively, as Andy put it today, healing from that injury a lot better than even I thought he was going to be capable of. And I was one of the more optimistic people that broke it down when the injury happened.
And thank you to Bobby Stroop. We do appreciate everything you're doing with Patrick and Rick Burkholder and all of the Chiefs staff that have been working with him and training with him. Sounds like he has not been home pretty much this entire time other than to sleep. So, you know, he has been working as much as he can trying to get to a point where he can play this weekend and play as close to normal as possible.
Yeah, and that's the goal. Obviously, we saw what the extra spadding did, and that's the taping around the outside of the shoe. We expect him to be in that kind of condition again this week. That limits his mobility, but if he's able to stabilize the joint this week through rehab, through strength and conditioning, whatever he's doing with Stroop, it is more about healing than I think strengthening this week. You want to keep that mobility and be able to just let it rest. If you try to push too hard, you're going to kind of unbalance yourself again, but he doesn't have to push a lot. It doesn't have to be leg throws. We talked about that earlier in the week. And the fact that he's out there, and if those of you who haven't seen on social media, check out the beat reporters. Matt Derrick had some, Herbie had a piece out there, like just shots of him walking around like normal, like an absolutely normal Thursday practice. That's probably the most refreshing sign for me.
Him jogging on the practice field is pretty refreshing too. You know, it is jogging and it's not doing what he's going to have to do in the game and what he normally is capable of. And he's probably going to be a little bit more limited than he would normally be just because he's coming off that injury. But he is still going to be in a better spot than I think either of us thought he was going to be in going into this week. And I do feel better about it because when you start looking at what Mahomes does so well, yes, he throws the ball well in the pocket, but it's his improvisation ability that makes him so dynamic. And if he's able to at least do a little bit of that, it's going to be huge.
It absolutely will be. And at this point in preparation for the game, Bengals are probably cussing themselves right now, thinking that maybe they were going to have a shot, that he was going to be hurt. That's just not the case. It's not going to happen. And it looks like as of a little bit ago, we did get the practice report in. And Mecole Hardman was limited. Full practice for Willie Gay and Patrick, listed as a full participant today, along with Jerick McKinnon. That is, I think, the designation. There are various degrees of what a full participant is. But the fact that you didn't have to hold him out of drills, you didn't have to put a limited on him, that's another positive sign. But this does bring up, it is limited for Mecole Hardman. We're hoping to see him back. Where do you read that situation?
At this point, if he doesn't practice full on Friday, he's not going to play. But You know, it's curious. I thought that he would have been a full participant by now. I thought maybe they were going to start the week slow, go limited on the first day, come back and go full participant, you know, on Thursday, and then hopefully full participant put on Friday. The one thing I will say is being limited in practice all week isn't going to slow him down if they think he can play. Yeah. If they are just trying to keep him as healthy as they possibly can and don't want to risk tweaking something, he knows the offense well enough. He knows what they're going to be using him to do. If they think he can do that, he'll play. So that's something to watch as well.
Agreed. I hope that it's a full gamut, because I think this game has the makings of a barn burner. If everybody is able to go, despite Patrick clearly not going to be 100%, but I don't think he's going to be the 60% we thought he might be a day or two ago either. In terms of the other side, there is Karras that I do believe practiced today. That looks like it. Full participant. He played pretty well last week for them. So the center's going to be there. But guard Alex Kappa and Jonah Williams, the tackle, did not practice. Haven't practiced this week at all. And I'm checking out what they did last week. And that's it's hard to find because they didn't play. And yet they were able to have some success against the Buffalo Bills. I don't expect that to be the same. And so I still am treating this as the fact that those two offensive linemen are not practicing gives the Chiefs an advantage overall that we'll talk about in the matchups coming up. Do you agree?
No, I absolutely agree. And I also think that, you know, we're the one guy that's not listed on there, Lael Collins, is their starting right tackle. He's out for the season. So there's no way he's going to be playing in this game. They're down three starting offensive linemen. And I would imagine none of those guys are going to be able to go. And if you're going to be starting a rookie left tackle against Chris Jones and Frank Clark and George Karloftis, good luck with that. And, you know, the guard is going to be questionable as well. You know, the right guard is where Chris Jones likes to line up. That's going to be playing in the Chiefs' favor.
And I'll tell you this, Kim Adeniji, I'm always pulling for all you Jayhawks, but just not this week. So he allowed five pressures last week, played right tackle, and did struggle in the pass block situation. They're going to throw some things at him. Spags is going to push him. Spags is going to put some different looks in front of him and see what happens. We'll talk about that coming up after a word from our friends.
As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members that you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your job in front of the most qualified candidates. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all in one platform. It's why small business rated LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Free's one thing. Free pass. Free posting to the quarterback is not. We're going to talk about just what this offensive line means, what has to happen on the defensive side. And honestly, compared to what we talked about yesterday, and folks, the stars aligned yesterday, Jake and I got to do a crossover Chiefs versus Bengals. Check that out if you haven't listened to it yet. It was a reunion when we used to do the Locked On NFL show together, and it worked out pretty well, but we did talk about the fact that this chess match has to go on. And one of the key things is going to be how the Chiefs bring pressure and how Joe Burrow deals with it. And for one thing, I think a lot of people were concerned about the number of DN drops in the last couple of ball games. It's because you're going to a zone blitz look, and you have to do that against Burrow. I don't think you can be all or one. They want to play man. They like the idea. The Chiefs should like the idea of having Jalen Watson back. He didn't get to play the first time. Now, he's still a young player. He was a rookie then. I don't know that I'm going to call him a rookie now, because I did tend to, once the postseason hits, stop calling him rookies. But he hasn't played against Chase and Higgins and Boyd even. He's going to have an opportunity there. And I think if his physical brand of football holds up and he can keep guys from turning the corner on and getting that speed, because once you get behind him, he doesn't necessarily have the catch-up speed. I think it's going to allow the Chiefs to mix in some zone blitz, mix in some maybe three-man rushes and drop some, get more guys into passing lanes. I think the key here is for Spags changing it up, and I think that he will. How do you see this going down pass rush-wise?
Yeah, I definitely think he's going to have to change it up, and I expect him to do so. You saw everything that he threw at Trevor Lawrence early in the game last week. A lot of stuff that they really hadn't been doing. And I guarantee you that after that touchdown happened, George Kalaftis and any of the DNs took notice of, okay, if a wide receiver's in the backfield, we have to play this a little bit different. And they're going to be talking a little bit more. Cincinnati, I'm sure, took a look at that and said maybe they're going to put something in there where they're going to have a wide receiver in the backfield for certain looks. That's something the Chiefs are going to have to try to handle, and I think that they're going to be able to do that. I'm really excited to see what they do with the NASCAR front, because it's worked really well this year. And the interesting thing to me is Dunlop didn't play a lot last week, and I wonder if there was a reason for that.
Could be. Yeah, you want to save your best for when you need them. At this point, there is
also revenge.
It is. A lot of history there, but you need to save him for what is the most important games, right? There's only 8 quarters of football left. Even if you get your wish, there's only 8 quarters left. And I think there's a possibility here to go to a front that I actually like to call Fast Bear instead of NASCAR. It's putting 5 rushers on there that are the bigger type guys. It's kind of a bear front where you cover guard, center guard, but you do it with all the ends, like we've seen them do in a 4-man rush with one down lineman being Chris Jones. You can do the same thing with 4 ends and Chris and get man on man. And that's going to be the key, is making ways that you can protect against the run, get Chris Jones singled up, and then hope that your younger, youthful secondary can hold up long enough for that pass rush to get there. And I think that's a nice wrinkle that I've seen teams use at the college level with a lot of success. And I hope that they can go to something like that. It's a little experimental, but anything you can throw at them at this point is going to be a plus.
Yeah. And I'm curious what they're going to do to try to stop the run. That was a big problem the last game. How are they going to stop it? What are they going to do differently this time around? They have to tackle better. And we know that. I don't see him doing it because there's no injuries in that position group right now. I'd be really curious to see Danny Shelton lining up at nose tackle or next to Naughty and trying to stop the run, or Chris Jones or whoever you want to put out there.
Yeah, I like the idea of him or Brandon Williams or maybe even both in there and just jack up the A gaps and make sure that they can't run in there. They're not the only ones that have to do it. The linebackers have to as well. And Willie Gay certainly is aware of that fact. That's the first thing that he mentioned today in his locker room presence for the beat reporters. And I got to tell you, Willie's really grown on me. I was nervous about him coming out of school because of his history. But he's flat out. He ain't impressed with the Bengals offense. He ain't scared of nothing. They're going to stop that run. They're going to get it done. And that's basically his message. Do you think that this is speaking it into existence, or do you think that's real confidence?
I think it's real confidence, and that's exactly what you want to see from your defense. You want to see them feel like they can go up against anybody and shut them down. So I have no problem with what he said. I know there are a lot of people out there that are saying that he gave him bulletin board material. I'm sorry. They gave Kansas City way more bulletin board material than we've ever given them. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue. You know, the other thing that I think is going to be interesting this time around is one guy you didn't mention on the practice report that actually showed up today that didn't show up yesterday is Hayden Hurst. Mm-hmm. That could be a big loss for them if he's not able to go or fully healthy.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I must have missed that on the report because I expected that he was going to be full and ready, but you're absolutely right. Something happened that's listed as a calf now that I look back at it.
Yep.
That could be significant because that allows you, I think when you talk about the concept of stacking or double teaming, Chase in particular, but Higgins as well, depending on the alignment to the wide side of the field, say, or whatever your rules are going to set up this week. I think he's a guy that throws monkey wrench in there because you can't double 4 guys. If you only have 3 real targets that you're concerned about, and remember, P. Ryan ate them up out of the backfield last time. So even if you go to a 5-man rush, that's fine. It's going to be those safeties that have to come out and make sure that they can cover the ground and get to Mixon or P. Ryan But if not, you definitely have to make sure that you can then double chase if you like, but you got to have somebody and still get to the flats. That's still going to be a key, I think, until you take it away from them. I have a feeling that the Bengals are going to do what they can do on offense, just like they did last time, until you prove that you can stop it.
Well, and the biggest thing to stop all of that is get pressure on Burrow. Chris Jones needs to get off the no sack schneid this week. He had, and I'm not blaming Chris Jones, so I want to be very careful how I say this. Last year in the AFC Championship game, he had Burrow dead to rights twice in the same play, and Burrow got out of it.
Yeah.
And that was a 3rd and 7 and in the fourth quarter, which ended up being a touchdown drive for the Bengals. And again, not blaming Chris Jones for the loss, but he needs to get off that not having any sacks in the pro season. Yeah. And I think he's going to.
And you got to come in with more respect. Joe's a better athlete than most people give him credit for, and you just got to take care of that. Whether it's Chris, whether it's George Karloftis, who doesn't have the history but still has to do the same thing, whether it's Mike Dana, Carlos, obviously Frank Clark, who I thought was starting to tick up last game. If we see that next surge, if he takes the next step forward, he and Carlos Dunlap, I'm really looking to see what the two older guys can do here together. I look for some stacks there and some overload blitzing. I'm really looking forward to that portion of it. But
did you enjoy Frank Clark getting up by jumping up off his back last week?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, hey.
I never expected to see him do that.
Doesn't help you stop a play, but it certainly is a demonstration of athleticism. I'll take it. But
I think he's playing a lot lighter.
Yeah, I mean, that's clear. Has been all season. And now it's starting to pay off when everybody else is kind of – the year has weighed on them enough that they've slowed down just a touch, and he's still fresh. This is where it makes a difference. And so, again, that is another way. Just like Travis Kelce on the other side, you limit a little bit of snaps, you keep them a little bit fresher, you make it a little bit farther into the season with better legs. Boom, it comes up this game. We're going to have a lot to look at, and I'm not going to bet against either of those guys. But word from our new sponsors, we're pretty pumped about this. The NFL playoffs are here. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for all of Locked On, because they are the number one sports pick in America. It's FanDuel, and if you wanted to bet, that's where you would go do it. If you're new to FanDuel, it's even easier, even better. You can find so many great features to make betting open, easy, and fun. A lot goes on. Right now, they have a great deal for you. Our customers, if you're new today, get $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place one $5 bet. All you have to do is go sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's the link down here. And then it makes it easy. You get all the bets from the money lines to the point spreads. To the player props, and it has moved all over this week. So you do want to check that out. You can even roll those into one big parlay, same game, and mix and match all of those. It's the app is super easy to navigate. It's secure and very, very friendly to new users. So football fans, don't miss out on this. You can get your $5 bet in, and you get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Now, we got to roll it down to the basics. Who's the standouts? Who's the X factors? Who are the guys that are key to this ballgame in your mind? Give me 1, 2, 4. I don't care.
Defensively, Chris Jones and Nick Bolton. You could say all the corners all you want, but the reality is that if Chris Jones is able to get pressure and Nick Bolton is able to have a better game than he had the last time they played the Bengals, which he played a very bad game. Missed several tackles. If he plays better this time around, I think that's going to be a huge help. Offensively, obviously Patrick is a huge key, but quite honestly, I think that, if Mecole Hardman can go between him and Tony, the things that Kansas City could do on offense will be interesting to see. And I was looking on Twitter today, and one of the things that one of the guys that I always look at and see what he's saying is Dan Orlovsky, and he's pointing out Kansas City has the opportunity this week to maybe have 4 tight ends up. Could they go with a 4 tight end set?
Yeah.
What could they do with that 4 tight end set?
Everything they do on every other play. That's exactly the best part.
That's exactly right. And that's the point, is they have the ability to go 1 through 4. And obviously they're not all Travis Kelce, but Gray and Fortson are great catching the ball. So you can do multiple things, and they're passable at blocking.
And that helps. And that gives the thing that I've been chiming on all week long. It gives you the ability to be overall more physical than the other team. Because if you're out there with four tight ends, you're getting safeties at the very least. You might end up getting corners. And then you are getting the chance to be more physical and grind that team down.
And you might not see Mike Hilton at that point.
Yeah. You never know.
Who's one of their better players and one of their better blitzers.
Yeah. You take that X factor off there. That helps. I agree with everything that you've said. There could be another guy that pops up one time or not. But I like your key matchups. My keys to this game are going to be a couple of things. One, like you said, you can name anybody in the secondary, but it comes down to this for me. It's got to be Juan Thornhill or Jerry Steed that takes the ball away. They have to win the turnover battle. That's job number one. Someone has to take that ball away. You have to get consistent pressure on Burrow, like we've talked about, but it's got to be specific. It's got to be on third down. You can't let them convert anymore. That's going to be a big, big one. And then on the other side, I think it's getting the ball to Tony, because he's got the best chance to make something different happen that they haven't seen and they don't have the ability to chase down. And the big, big one is keep Patrick upright. Don't let him get hit. Don't let him get sacked. Sell out your body. Be more physical. It all comes down to that. Does the front seven of the Bengals get beat up by the Chiefs offensive unit? That's what has to happen to win this ball game. And those are the keys as I see them. So we're going to move on to predictions, unless you have something I forgot.
No, I was just going to say, you mentioned one that I think is huge, winning the turnover battle. But for me, it's Kansas City playing a clean game. If they don't turn the ball over and they do pretty decent on penalties and special teams isn't a horrible mess like it has been at points this season, I think they're in good shape in this game. Those are three big things. If they take the ball over, that's a benefit to them, obviously. But if they just don't turn it over, that Travis Kelce fumble just really killed them the last time around.
True. So you're thinking if it's even, the Chiefs are winning that, if the turnovers are even.
Yeah, I do. And I don't think that I said this on Twitter, and I've seen several other people say it this week. Patrick Mahomes looked on a completely different level than what I've seen most of the season to start the game against the Jaguars.
Yeah.
I really do think he was going to go off for 400 yards and four or five touchdowns. I just think he was primed for a huge day the way he was playing that game and how much he was zoned in on what was going on. So something to watch, but it's going to be a fun game.
It absolutely is. I lean towards, I think they need to take it away and steal a possession from the Bengals in order to secure that win. That's where I'm leaning. But we're going to get into everybody's prediction. Matt Derrick has one for us. Wasn't able to get us a video that we could get into this stream, so we're going to just tell you. As Matt kind of maps it out, thinks weather could be a factor, could be another close game. He thinks it's 3 points. Matt Derrick takes the Chiefs 24-21 over the Bengals to go back to the Super Bowl. Do you agree with him?
You know, I am never going to probably pick against Mahomes in situations like this because he just seems to do things that nobody else seems to want be able to do. And, you know, there are times where I think they can lose. And do I think that it's possible they lose this game? Yeah, it's possible. Obviously, they've lost the last three to the Bengals. Do I think that it's Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Mahomes? No, I don't think that that's a fair comparison. So to me, it's a matter of, can the defense do enough to confuse Joe Burrow a little bit and keep them from scoring? If they can do that, I think Kansas City finds a way to win this game. And the other thing that really needs to be talked about that isn't said much, Kansas City's offense really hasn't been stopped by the Bengals, except for in the fourth quarter. That's been the problem. They scored in the first half. They scored some in the third quarter, but they've only scored, I think, 3 points in the fourth quarter. That's a problem. You cannot have fourth quarters where you don't put any points up, especially in games like this where it's going to be close. I still think Kansas City wins. 28-24, Kansas City. I'm going to go a four-point game, although three is everything that they've been doing to this point.
Right. It's been pretty consistent. I agree with you. I think you have to use Pacheco to grind them up. I love the concept of the four tight end set, because it comes back to basic football for me. Be more physical. Don't get bullied. Be the big brother. that's what they have to do to win this game, because it's the only thing that seems to work against these Bengals, because they are that good. You got to have respect for your opponent, but you got to understand how to beat them too. And I think Spags will get creative, but on the offensive side, you got to make sure that you put up enough points. 27 clearly isn't enough. So I'm going to diverge with you guys a little bit. Everybody seems to be trending a little bit lower. I think in the end, it's desperation and everybody has to score points. I'm going to call it Chiefs, but they have to come back to score 31 and win 31-30 to get to that Super Bowl. We want to know what you guys think. What's your prediction? So, put it. I was trying to go through that. What do you got?
I was just going to say, so you're going to tell me that they're going to win 31-30. So that means that Butker is going to be kicking an extra point for the win.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm all here for it.
It's fine. I wanted to point that out because that's pretty funny. I'm not saying you can't do it. It's not Brett Maher by any means, but that'll be fun to see.
Well, what do you guys think? What's the score going to be? Do the Chiefs make it to this Super Bowl? Leave your comments in the YouTube. Put it in the Spotify reviews, in the Apple reviews, anywhere there is review, feel free. Let us know at Locked On Chiefs on Twitter. We want to know your opinions as well. We are going to be live for you post-game. It will be a little bit delayed after pressers, given that it's a home game. I'll be live on RGR immediately following, so check that out. And then we will switch over to the Chiefs feed here on Locked On Chiefs. A lot. This is the culmination of the season here. We'll talk about what happens when this game wins. I'm going to be on the road for our post game down in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. And then we'll get into what happens next. This could be maybe the most difficult matchup of the postseason. And maybe it is a game longer and it's still the most difficult. So be fired up. This team is fired up. Chris, last second thoughts, anything just blister your head right now?
No, I'm really curious to see what Lou Anarumo throws at Kansas City this time around. Their defense is always changing things up on Mahomes, and I expect that that's what they're going to try to do. The difference here this year versus last year is Kansas City actually gets pressure on the quarterback now. They've been consistent getting pressure, and with three missing offensive linemen, which their offensive line wasn't great last year, so you would have thought that that would be something that could play into it. This year, they're doing a lot better at getting pressure. So I think that that is going to be a huge key in this game.
I certainly hope so, because if it is, that turns the tide. This is going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you guys post-game. Thanks for checking us out today, and we'll talk to you then.